This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 8. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Ich bin etwas erkältet, Marc.
Ach, schade. Ich wünsche dir gute Besserung.
Vielen Dank, Marc.
But we are here nonetheless, even despite Andrea not feeling on top form, to bring you the latest installment in our Travel Diary series. And today we're heading to Passau with Karl and Birgit and their friends. Now, Andrea, as ever, we're going to be listening to this text, and then what will happen?
And then we read through the text. I will read through the text, and I make you work.
You make me work, yeah. I'm the learner here, of course, learning along with you, our listeners, because ultimately we are learning together, and I'm really looking forward to picking up some new vocabulary in this episode. If it's the first episode of Coffee Break German you've listened to, make sure you go back to the very beginning and you can pick up German along with me throughout the whole series. And if it's not the first episode, well, we hope you're enjoying this one too. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's.
Tag 8. Ein Ruhetag in der Drei-Flüsse-Stadt, Passau. Passau liegt an der deutsch-österreichischen Grenze und ist eine romantische Stadt an der Donau, umgeben von grünen Hügeln und voller bunter kleiner Häuser. Zugegebenermaßen sind wir schon etwas erschöpft von den letzten Tagen und trotzdem konnte ich vor Aufregung nicht schlafen. So haben wir uns heute nicht mehr vorgenommen, als uns in aller Ruhe die barocken Gebäude der Altstadt und die Zwiebeltürme des Stephansdoms anzuschauen. Das Wetter war heute schon viel besser und wir konnten gemütlich durch die Gassen der Altstadt spazieren. Hoffentlich bleibt es weiterhin so. In einem der kleinen Läden hat Birgit ein Kleid gesehen, das ihr sehr gefiel. Sie hat es lange angeschaut und sogar anprobiert, es aber dann doch nicht gekauft. »Jetzt brauche ich vorerst kein neues Kleid für große Anlässe«, meinte sie lachend. Bei einem Bäcker haben wir uns leckere frische Brezeln gekauft und uns ans Drei-Flüsse-Eck gesetzt, wo die Inn, die Inz und die Donau zusammenfließen, weshalb Passau auch oft Drei-Flüsse-Stadt genannt wird. Es erinnerte uns ans Deutsche Eck in Koblenz, das uns vor 5 Tagen so gut gefallen hatte. Wie viel wir seitdem schon alles gesehen haben. Auf dem Weg zurück haben Birgit und Margarete Souvenirs und Postkarten gekauft. Und so konnte ich ihr in der Zeit heimlich das Kleid kaufen. Nun verabschieden wir uns aber langsam von Deutschland. Denn morgen werden wir schon in Österreich aufwachen.
I think Carol's a bit of an old romantic.
Ja, absolut. Ein Romantiker.
Okay, let's go back through this text now and we'll read it sentence by sentence and then we'll talk about what each sentence means.
Genau. Passau liegt an der deutsch-österreichischen Grenze und ist eine romantische Stadt an der Donau, umgeben von grünen Hügeln und voller bunter kleiner Häuser.
Right, okay, so some descriptions there as we get towards the end of that long sentence. Let's take it from the beginning. Passau liegt an der deutsch-österreichischen Grenze. That's a tricky word to say. Österreichischen Grenze. So Passau is on the, or it lies on the German-Austrian border.
Genau. Und ist eine romantische Stadt an der Donau.
So, and is a romantic town on the Donau, on the Danube.
Genau. Umgeben von grünen Hügeln und voller bunter kleiner Häuser.
Right, umgeben is surrounded by, green hills, Hügeln, yeah, und voller bunter kleiner Häuser. So that's colourful little houses. What are voller?
Full of.
Ah, so is that a genitive?
Ja, genau. Sehr gut, Mark.
Okay, full of. Right, let's go on to the next sentence. And this is the bit that I found what Carol said was really quite fast. So I'd like you to say this nice and slowly.
Yeah, okay. Zugegebenermaßen sind wir schon etwas erschöpft von den letzten Tagen.
Okay, I'm going to leave that first word because I think it's one of the longest German words I've seen so far. But something, sind wir schon etwas erschöpft von den letzten Tagen. So, we are already a little exhausted, is that erschöpft?
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Von den letzten Tagen, so from the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
But what's that first word?
Zugegebenermaßen. So, ich gebe zu, ich bin schon etwas erschöpft.
Ich gebe zu. I give it to you that.
Nein, etwas zugeben is to say something that you don't really want to
admit. Ah, to admit.
Ja, also okay, ich gebe zu, right. Ich bin schon etwas erschöpft. I admit, I'm already a bit exhausted. Und zugegebenermaßen is, well, if we take it apart, it would be in admitting ways.
Right, so we put the maßen on the end of things to sort of say this, the way in which you see things. Give us another example of that, because I can't think of something immediately.
Well, what we saw in the last episode is witzigerweise, and it's the same way. So we can use maßen or weise, and it then turns this into an adverb.
Right, so is this like saying admittedly?
Ja, genau, richtig.
Okay, zugegebenermaßen.
Genau, sehr schön.
Right, and I think what Carl said was so fast, zugegebenermaßen. I was like, wow, genau. There's a lot of syllables in there.
So we don't then say, us Swiss, we say zugegebenermaßen, but the Germans don't. Huh? The Germans say zugegebenermaßen.
Oh, okay. Right, so zugegebenermaßen sind wir schon etwas erschöpft von den letzten Tagen. So admittedly, we're a little bit tired from the last few days.
Und trotzdem konnte ich vor Aufregung nicht schlafen.
Okay, so despite this, I couldn't sleep out of excitement.
Genau, sehr gut, super. So haben wir uns heute nicht mehr vorgenommen, als uns in aller Ruhe die barocken Gebäude der Altstadt und die Zwiebeltürme des Stephansdoms anzuschauen.
Okay, let's go through this then. So haben wir uns heute nicht mehr vorgenommen. So vorgenommen must come from vornehmen.
Sich vornehmen.
Ach so, right, okay.
Ja, sich etwas vornehmen is to plan to do something.
Right, okay. So today we didn't plan any more than something.
Genau, ja. Also so haben wir uns heute nicht mehr vorgenommen, als da. Okay? Also, and the pronunciation, Carl, pronunciation is very nice, because it's not, so haben wir uns heute nicht mehr vorgenommen, sondern haben wir uns heute nicht mehr vorgenommen als.
So, more than, we didn't plan any more than, and then all the things that they planned, uns in aller Ruhe die barocken Gebäude der Altstadt, so, the baroque buildings of the old town,
mm-hmm.
In aller Ruhe. Ruhe is peacefulness or calm, isn't it?
Yes. To do something in aller Ruhe means that you take your time.
Ah, right. Okay. So they would take their time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a verb at the end. Anzuschauen, I think, is the verb at the end, yeah?
Genau, yeah.
So they were like taking a look at the baroque buildings of the old town und die Zwiebeltürme des Stephansdoms. And then the Anzuschauen is coming in there. Right, so Stephansdoms would be St. Stephen's Cathedral, yeah?
Yeah, genau, yeah.
And the Zwiebeltürme, the Zwiebel is an onion.
Yes, and these towers, they look, at the top of these towers look like onions.
Ah, so they're like onions at the top of the tower.
Yes.
That sort of shape.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, going back here, today we didn't do much more, or we didn't plan to do much more than have a quiet look at the Baroque buildings of the old town and the onion towers of St. Stephen's Cathedral.
Genau, sehr schön. And what is really interesting here is the so, because it's an adverb, and we could maybe translate this as a consequence or something like this. And that's why the word order is the way it is, because the so as an adverb takes up the first position, and then we have the haben, the finite verb, in the second position, and then wir, which is the subject, and then we have heute, yeah? But the sentence could also have been, heute haben wir uns nicht mehr da-di-da-di-da, but then we wouldn't have as a consequence, which is nicely summed up by so.
So, that makes sense. Okay, let's continue on.
Das Wetter war heute schon viel besser und wir konnten gemütlich durch die Gassen der Altstadt spazieren.
Okay, so das Wetter war heute schon viel besser. The weather was much better today. That schon in there, has it got any sense of already, or is this just one of these filler type words?
No, no, it means already.
Okay, so it was already much better. Much better. Und wir konnten gemütlich durch die Gassen der Altstadt spazieren. And we could comfortably walk through the alleys of the old town.
Yes, gemütlich here means that they didn't run or walk very fast, but they took their time.
They strolled, perhaps.
Ja, genau, richtig.
Okay.
Hoffentlich bleibt es weiterhin so.
So hopefully it's going to stay that way from here on in, or something like that.
Genau, so we have another translation for so, which means here like this.
Like this, yeah, in this way. Okay, hoffentlich, hopefully, I like that word.
Mm-hmm. Genau. In einem der kleinen Läden hat Birgit ein Kleid gesehen, das ihr sehr gefiel.
Okay, I've never seen gefiel before, but I'm guessing it's the preteritum of gefallen.
Genau, ja, sehr okay. Gut.
So, in einem der kleinen Läden, so in one of the little shops, hat Birgit ein Kleid gesehen. Birgit saw a dress, das ihr sehr gefiel, that to her very much pleased, that she really liked.
Genau, so gefallen is really a very interesting verb, because we would translate it as she liked it, but it's actually the dress that is doing all the work, because the dress is appealing to her.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Sie hat es lange angeschaut und sogar anprobiert, es aber dann doch nicht gekauft.
Okay, so sie hat es lange angeschaut. She looked at it for a long time. Und sogar anprobiert. Sogar is like even.
Ja.
So, and she even tried it on.
Mm-hmm.
Es aber dann doch nicht gekauft. Right, the words in there are confusing. So she didn't buy it. But why is the es there?
Well, the es is das Kleid. And what is so interesting about this whole sentence is that we only have one auxiliary. So we have an sie hat, and that's our auxiliary. And it goes for angeschaut, anprobiert, and doch nicht gekauft.
Okay.
And the S is the Kleid.
But why do we need to repeat the S there? Why couldn't it just be, sie hat es lange angeschaut und sogar anprobiert, aber dann doch nicht gekauft?
We could do that.
Okay, so the S is just in there to remind us that we're talking about the dress.
Yes.
Okay, right. That was what was confusing me there.
It's very reader-friendly.
It depends whether or not the reader is going to get confused about that little S, like I did. Okay.
Jetzt brauche ich vorerst kein neues Kleid für große Anlässe, meinte sie lachend.
Okay. So, jetzt brauche ich, now I need, vorerst kein neues Kleid. I'm not sure about the vorerst, but no new dress.
Mm-hmm.
What's the vorerst there?
Vorerst is for now.
For now. So we've got two nows in there. Now, for now.
Yes. Jetzt is that she, at the moment, and she doesn't need it for now or for the nearest future.
Right. Okay. So they're slightly different nows, I guess. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Genau,
so,
yeah.
So I don't need any new dress for now, for the moment. For große Anlässe, for big events.
Events.
Yeah, occasions,
yeah.
Maybe.
Events, occasions, ja, genau, richtig.
So, meinte sie lachend. Meinte comes from meinen, which is that verb that we can use sort of to replace sagen, can't we?
Ja, genau. So, we've seen this a lot in the travel diaries that the author uses meinen when they mean sagen. And this is to not repeat yourself, sagen, sagen, sagen all the time. But meinen also has another meaning, that I think something. So, for example, the doorbell rings. Oh, ich habe gemeint, es wäre der Nikolaus. I thought it were the Nikolaus.
Claus.
Yeah, yeah. But it isn't.
No,
so here, the meinen is not something I have verbally expressed. It was in my head.
Oh, okay. But in this case, Birgit did actually say, I don't need any new dress for any big occasions. And she said it lachend. And lachend, is that the gerund form?
Yes. Don't you love the gerund?
It's quite concise and versatile,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, very, very handy, isn't it? So she said this while she was laughing.
In English, I think we could say here, she said, comma, laughing. However, that's different from the German, isn't it?
Yes, in German we must not put a comma there.
Which is quite ironic because, let's face it, you do add a lot of commas in various places in German when we don't use them in English.
That's very true, yes.
Okay, we're going to pause for a moment and contemplate this whole idea of the gerund and no comma while we have a little break. We'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Okay, so Carl and Birgit are having a relaxing day wandering around Passau. And Birgit's just announced that she has no need to buy a new dress for any occasions or anything like that. Let's find out what else happens in our story.
Exactly. Bei einem Bäcker haben wir uns leckere, frische Brezeln gekauft und uns ans Dreiflüsse-Eck gesetzt, wo die Inn, die Inns und die Donau zusammenfließen. Weshalb Passau auch oft Dreiflüsse-Stadt genannt wird.
I think we have to take this a bit step by step.
I think so. So let's take it step by step, as you say.
Genau, Schritt für Schritt.
Ja, Schritt für Schritt, ja.
Bei einem Bäcker haben wir uns leckere, frische Brezeln gekauft.
Okay, so at a baker's, we bought delicious, fresh pretzel.
Ja, genau. Und uns ans Dreiflüsse-Eck gesetzt.
Right, so, and we sat down at Three River Corner?
Ja, genau, das Dreiflüsse-Eck. You see, Germany is full of corners.
Yep. Okay.
Wo die Inn, die Inns und die Donau zusammenfließen.
Right, so these are the Dreiflüsse, the three rivers. So where the Inn, the Inns and the Danube flow together, zusammenfließen.
Genau, weshalb Passau auch oft Dreiflüsse-Stadt genannt wird.
Right, so weshalb is kind of which has a reason, it gives the reason for something, yeah? That's why Passau auch oft Dreiflüsse-Stadt genannt wird. So that's why Passau is often also called Three River Town.
Yes, so here we have a subordinate clause that starts with weshalb. So I think we can say it's which is why.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. I see what you mean. Yeah, so it's slightly different from that's why, is which genau. Is why. Okay, which is why Passau is often called the Three River City.
Genau, sehr gut. Es erinnerte uns ans Deutsche Eck in Koblenz, das uns vor 5 Tagen so gut gefallen hatte.
Okay, es erinnerte uns, it reminded us, mm-hmm. ans Deutsche Eck in Koblenz, so of the German corner, the Deutsche Eck in Koblenz, das uns so gut gefallen hatte, so which pleased us so much, which we had liked so much vor 5 Tagen, 5 days ago.
Genau, sehr gut. So very well spotted, Mark. The hatte there, so gefallen hatte. We're going way back because Karl writes this in the past, but 5 days ago is even more in the past.
It's and that's further why back in the past.
We use hatte dort.
Good.
Yeah?
Okay.
This is also a very nice relative clause with das uns vor 5 Tagen so gut gefallen hatte. So das, nicht das, sondern one S. And the das is the relative pronoun for the Deutsche Eck.
Yep. So the Deutsche Eck, which... we had enjoyed so much, we had liked so much 5 days ago.
Genau, sehr gut, super. Wie viel wir seitdem schon alles gesehen haben.
Okay, wie viel, how much wir seitdem schon alles gesehen haben. Is that like saying how much we've seen since then? We've seen so much since then.
Yeah, and alles in there is just... amplifying how much we've seen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is the alles expresses how amazed we are by this and how fantastic and overwhelming it might be.
Okay.
Auf dem Weg zurück haben Birgit und Margarete Souvenirs und Postkarten gekauft. Und so konnte ich ihr in der Zeit heimlich das Kleid kaufen.
Right, okay, so auf dem Weg, on the way zurück, back, haben Birgit und Margarete Souvenirs und Postkarten gekauft. So Birgit und Margarete bought Souvenirs and Postcards und so konnte ich ihr in der Zeit heimlich das Kleid kaufen. So, and so I could, in der Zeit, is that like during that time?
Ja, genau.
And heimlich, we saw as secret, like secretly.
Genau, yeah, in secret.
Mm-hmm. Das Kleid kaufen. So he could buy the dress secretly. So that ihr is like for her.
Genau, yeah.
And I was able to buy for her or to her this dress, yeah?
Yeah, it's a nice dative pronoun.
Good. Okay. Let's continue on. Let's finish off.
Nun verabschieden wir uns aber langsam von Deutschland. Denn morgen werden wir schon in Österreich aufwachen.
Okay, so nun verabschieden wir uns. So that's... there's a reflexive verb there. Sich verabschieden?
Ja, genau. Sich verabschieden. To say bye-bye.
Ah, right. Okay. So now we're saying goodbye, aber langsam, slowly, to Germany.
Again, it doesn't mean that you say bye-bye very slowly. It means that this is coming to a close. Okay, yep. So this is what the langsam mean.
Is it kind of like s'achever in French?
I have no idea.
Okay. I always like the verb s'achever because it feels it's coming to a close. So here we're taking our leave of Germany slowly as the boat goes along the river. Denn morgen werden wir schon in Österreich aufwachen, because tomorrow we'll wake up in Austria.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Can I just ask, if that den were a weil?
Ah, that would change everything, Mark.
Yes,
everything.
I know. I'm just trying to work out what it would be.
That would change everything, because with den we have a main clause, however with weil we have a subordinate clause, weil wir morgen schon in Österreich aufwachen werden, because the werden is your conjugated verb, and then it goes to the very end of the sentence.
I am absolutely delighted because that's what I thought it was going to be.
Very.
And I know it's easy to say that, and maybe you and our listeners don't necessarily believe me, but I promise that is exactly what I was going to say.
I believe okay. You, Mark.
Let's go back through the whole text and we'll listen out for some of these things that we have heard and discussed in our show.
Tag 8. Ein Ruhetag in der Drei-Flüsse-Stadt, Passau. Passau liegt an der deutsch-österreichischen Grenze und ist eine romantische Stadt an der Donau, umgeben von grünen Hügeln und voller bunter kleiner Häuser. Zugegebenermaßen sind wir schon etwas erschöpft von den letzten Tagen und trotzdem konnte ich vor Aufregung nicht schlafen. So haben wir uns heute nicht mehr vorgenommen, als uns in aller Ruhe die barocken Gebäude der Altstadt und die Zwiebeltürme des Stephansdoms anzuschauen. Das Wetter war heute schon viel besser und wir konnten gemütlich durch die Gassen der Altstadt spazieren. Hoffentlich bleibt es weiterhin so. In einem der kleinen Läden hat Birgit ein Kleid gesehen, das ihr sehr gefiel. Sie hat es lange angeschaut und sogar anprobiert, es aber dann doch nicht gekauft. »Jetzt brauche ich vorerst kein neues Kleid für große Anlässe«, meinte sie lachend. »Bei einem Bäcker haben wir uns leckere frische Brezeln gekauft und uns ans Drei-Flüsse-Eck gesetzt, wo die Inn, die Inz und die Donau zusammenfließen, weshalb Passau auch oft Drei-Flüsse-Stadt genannt wird. Es erinnerte uns ans Deutsche Eck in Koblenz, das uns vor 5 Tagen so gut gefallen hatte. Wie viel wir seitdem schon alles gesehen haben.« Auf dem Weg zurück haben Birgit und Margarete Souvenirs und Postkarten gekauft. Und so konnte ich ihr in der Zeit heimlich das Kleid kaufen. Nun verabschieden wir uns aber langsam von Deutschland. Denn morgen werden wir schon in Österreich aufwachen.
So that is where we're going to leave our 8th installment of this season 2 of our Travel Diaries. Of course, if you would like to get more out of this, you can head over to the Coffee Break Academy, where we've got our full course version of the series. And there you'll see the lesson notes, which provide extra information, extra examples and so on. And also our video version, where you can practice your pronunciation by reading along with Carl. All of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And as ever, we want to remind you that we're posting photos of each of our destinations on our Instagram account so that you can experience some of these for yourself. Make sure you follow us. Just search for Coffee Break Languages.
And this week you'll see the Zwiebeltürme of the St. Stephen's Cathedral in Passau on the Instagram account. Okay, that is it. Next time we're heading, as you know, into Austria. Looking forward to that. And until then, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.